break of day. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The word of God for our meditation this morning is recorded in the 55th chapter of the book of the prophet Isaiah, beginning at verse 1. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen, listen to me, and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the richest of fare. Give ear and come to me, hear me, that your soul may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love promised to David. See, I have made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander of the peoples. Surely you will summon nations you know not, and nations that do not know you will hasten to you because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has endowed you with splendor. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us with your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed, the margaritas are cold, the salsa is hot, Nikki and Julio are tying the knot. These were the words on the invitation to the groom's supper for a wedding I officiated at a week ago. The words of our text are also an invitation to a groom's supper. In this case, the wedding supper of our heavenly bridegroom, Jesus Christ. In these words, we are invited to eat and to drink at a banquet, to partake of the blessings of his kingdom of grace. Come, dine with the Lord. Who is invited? The Lord extends an open invitation. Come, all you who are thirsty. What does it mean to be thirsty? The word thirsty may conjure up images of a person whose skin is dry and cracked, crawling on his hands and knees in the desert, panting for water. But the kind of thirst that God is talking about here is a spiritual thirst. This is the kind of thirst that Jesus was talking about in the Sermon on the Mount when he said, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled." The thirst that God desires to find in us is further described in Psalm 51. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Does this describe us? Are we thirsty, broken, and contrite? When we examine our hearts and lives, we realize how often we lack this thirst, and that our thirst is often directed elsewhere. The Lord pointedly asks us, why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? What do we focus our time and energy on? We may think, if I just make enough money, then I will be happy. If I just drove a nicer car, then I would be happy. So often, though, the more things we have, the more that we thirst for more, we succumb to greed, jealousy, and coveting others' possessions. It seems as though we are never satisfied. St. Augustine was reflecting on this when he prayed, "Our heart is restless until it rests in thee." God has provided an oasis for our thirsty souls. He invites us to come to the waters and eat what is good, and your soul will delight on the richest of fare. With these words, God turns our attention away from our selfish desires and those things in the world which promise instant gratification, and toward Christ, our righteousness. While we have thirsted for convenience and to satisfy our fleshly desires. Jesus alone sought only to do the Father's will, even when it meant carrying the guilt of our sins all the way to the cross. There his blood atoned for the sins of the whole world, including our often misdirected thirst. As those who have received God's invitation to dine with him, we may ask, what does this banquet cost? Everything in this world, it seems, costs something, either money, labor, or other compensation. As one of my high school teachers would often tell our class, there's no such thing as a free lunch. In general, this is true. If a man will not work, neither will he eat. We cannot expect to have all our wants and needs handed to us in life, but rather we go to school to learn skills we need in life. We go to work to make money to buy those things we need to sustain life. While this is how things operate in the earthly realm, this is not how things operate in God's kingdom of grace. God's law demands an absolute perfection. Do this and live. A brief reflection on our lives tells us how we constantly fall short of this perfection. Left on our own, we are hopelessly in debt before God. It is to us whom the Lord is referring in our text as you who have no money. For this reason, if we depend on our own merits and works for righteousness, we will end up not only empty-handed, but punished for all eternity. Rejoice. God himself has paid the price to admit us to his banquet. Salvation in Christ is free. The Lord invites us to come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. The refreshing nourishment of God's spiritual blessings are offered in the gospel free and without cost. Luther's Small Catechism summarizes how the price was paid for us by Christ, not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood and with his innocent suffering and death. How does this banquet come to us? The Lord explains, listen to me and eat what is good, and your soul will delight on the richest of fare. God feeds us through the hearing of his word and the receiving of the Lord's Supper. This is why the psalmist invites us, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed are they who take refuge in him. In the Lord's Supper, we receive orally the very purchase price of our redemption, the body and blood of Christ. The true body and blood of Christ imparts to us the forgiveness of all of our sins and strengthens us to live a life of thankfulness to God for so great a gift. And finally, God's invitation answers the question, how long does this banquet last? This is no ordinary banquet that is done after the after-dinner speaker has finished speaking. Instead, this is an unending feast. God promises, I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love promised to David. We Christians have much to look forward to, a blessed eternity in the heavenly kingdom of our Savior Jesus. Heaven is the culmination of the banquet. Jesus promises those who now partake of his banquet by faith in his means of grace that we will dine with him forever in heaven. Whoever drinks the water I will give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. The Lord has extended his gracious gospel invitation to us. Come. All you who are thirsty, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy, and eat. May the Holy Spirit grant that we never lose this invitation among the countless distractions and pursuits of this life. Though we come to the banquet without money, Jesus Christ has paid for our admission by his own blood. as those whom God has invited to his unending feast, let us make frequent use of the means by which God is even now preparing us for the heavenly banquet, his word and sacraments. In this way, we will eat what is good, and our souls will delight in the richest of fare. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Please rise for the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.